The Indy Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from WeThePeopleProject.com studios. Here is Sean Young and Ryan Smith.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is the Indy Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show. Today we have Miss Cindy B. We're going to be discussing why people watch stuff like the Kardashians. Also, we're going to have David Kodria. We're going to get to the bottom of the gunwalker, ATF debacle, and much, much more. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Have you heard about the Kardashian show?
You know,
on E?
I've heard about it. I have not seen it. What is it? Enlighten me. What is the show about?
Enlighten you. Okay. It's a show about this famous couple. Apparently, Kardashian come from the father, Robert Kardashian. He was the lawyer at the O.J. Simpson trial. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. He's the father. Okay. So now he's passed and, you know, they're trying to, I guess, you know, make a show of their lives. I have no idea. That's why I wanted to talk about it. I have no clue. Why is it a big fad? What do you think?
Well, for them or just reality shows in general?
Well, I mean, they're the people who started the reality craze. I mean, because it was the Kardashians, then it was the Girls Next Door, then it was Paris Hilton. Now, you know, it's like,
so
wow.
The Kardashians have been running that long.
That long, yeah. They've had so many seasons about their lives. I think it's like, what, in the third season? I could be wrong. It could be more than one season.
I think a lot of what it is to me, I think a lot of these reality TV shows are what I like to call a wreck on the highway.
Really?
And we like to see people. I mean, look at the Casey Anthony trial.
Oh, dear Lord. I cannot wait. I mean, a poor girl, okay, the fact that she's going through this and she might be guilty, she might not be guilty, but I'm so going to be happy when it's over. Well, so happy because it's on everywhere. ABC, CBS, NBC, C-SPAN, MSNBC.
Is it on C-SPAN?
It's on all the channels.
I didn't know it was on C-SPAN.
All the channels. They're covering this trial. I mean, it's the same thing. Okay, why is it such a big deal? Yes, it's a big deal because she may or may not have murdered her little girl. I understand that.
I think, like I said, I think it's because you have people, to me, it's kind of like, you know, when you see an accident, there's some of us, especially me, unless the car is upside down or doing something weird, it's like I've seen an accident before.
Yeah.
Okay, but for most people, it's drama. People like to see other people's mess. I mean, think about it. You got Judge Judy. You got Alex Ferrer. You got Judge Joe Brown. All these people. You got the Jerry Springer Show. Okay, you can't get any more drama.
Okay, okay, let me stop you right there. Jerry Springer is drama, but it's so scripted. It's just stupid.
Well, yeah, and I think that's where the reality TV show has jumped from. People said, okay, well, we're not really into the scripted stuff anymore, so what we do now is we just follow people around. And it's interesting you say that because I'm actually, for Storm Chasing next year, I'm actually trying to put a film crew together to go out and watch me.
But
and
that's
film
different,
me.
Though. That's a documentary about storm chasing, and you know you're covering your storms,
that's true.
That could be footage to the news, okay?
That's true.
Following a famous couple or a famous family, how is that newsworthy?
I don't think it's newsworthy. Like I said, I think they just like the drama, especially Kim Kardashian. I mean, you know, I mean, she's got a pretty interesting past. Okay?
Oh dear Lord. Okay, you know? The fact that she had that sex tape. Okay, that was just totally on her fault. Okay, the fact that she trusted Ray J with that video. That's on her. Okay, and that's true. I mean, whenever they had the MTV Movie Awards, I don't know if you heard about it, but Reese Witherspoon, you know, said it is true that you do not have to have a sex tape out there to make it in this industry. And that is totally true.
Yeah,
okay.
Very true.
The fact that Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, I don't know how many other celebrities, well, now that they're celebrities because they had that craze about the sex tapes, but who were they? They were just socialites.
Yeah, they were just socialites. I mean, that kind of went into the...
They've been around since, what, 1930s? Okay, so the fact that the Hiltons were just from the hotel industry, But now the Hiltons are known for Paris Hilton. They're known for her sexy, you know, lingerie that she's coming up, or her perfumes, or whatever. It's just this big reality craze, and I just don't understand it. I mean, I like watching the Kardashians. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna. Well, it's interesting. You should see at least one show. It's 30 minutes.
Okay,
but I like seeing them because I sometimes want to fantasize, like, man, I would love to have a walk-in closet, or man, I would love to have enough money to buy myself a Lamborghini. Whatever, you know, you get to fantasize. But at the same time, I get really irritated. It's like, they have all that money, they're doing this and this and this, and I'm still, you know, me, you know? So I guess it's a win-win situation for some people, but at the same time, it's like, really? Yeah.
I think a lot, well, like I said, I think a lot of it is, too, you talk about people that have mad money. Of course, when you have that kind of money, you pretty much do whatever you want to.
True.
And I believe,
but why flaunt it?
Well, because there's just an interest. I think a lot of people would love to know what it feels like to be in that limelight. I know before I became, not a star, but before I got into the big lights and cameras and stuff like that, I used to always wonder, how would it be feel to be able to go on stage in front of thousands of people? Mm-hmm. Now that I've done that, it's nothing. It's the same thing. You know, it doesn't change your life. But I think most people think that somehow their life changes. So they look through these people's eyes, because most people think, okay, I will never be there.
Right.
And so now the Kardashians, why they picked it, I think a lot of it is the sex tape. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Dirtiness sales. I mean, look at Paris Hilton. And me personally, I'm not a Paris Hilton fan.
Yeah.
Can't stand Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
But there are people out there that are like, oh, you know, she's out there. And well, I think the more you put yourself out there, and I also think it allows people to say, okay, they do have the same problems that we have. I mean, look at, I think Kim Kardashian, just what she's involved in some kind of...
rumor.
Yeah, the rumor
about cheating. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people can relate to that. So I think what they figure out is, oh, well, she, you know, you see these people and they fall off their pedestal. You have to think, they really put themselves out there. I don't know if I want to put my business out there like that. I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Well, speaking about the Hiltons, okay?
Yes.
You got two sisters that are way out there, okay? Mm-hmm. One of them, oh, wow. Okay. I, you know, tip my hat off to Nikki Hilton.
Yes.
Why? Because she is in the limelight, but in a good way, okay? She's a really, really good designer, fashion designer. She goes to all the fashion, you know, shows. She designs a lot of clothes that a lot of people can wear. Not that I would buy them because they cost an arm and a leg, but she's out there because as a designer.
Yes.
Nikki Hilton versus Paris Hilton. What is Paris Hilton doing? She's limelighting her life. Why? Who cares? Who cares if you are trying to, you know, make up with your boyfriend? You know, who cares that you are doing community service? I don't care. Oh, you deserve it because you violated your parole, or you violated whatever kind of law.
I think with Paris Hilton, she's just a bad girl. It's like Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, another person. Lindsay Lohan. Okay. Lindsay Lohan, I really liked her growing up.
I did too.
I liked her movies.
I did too.
They were a good message. And all of a sudden, she's a lesbian. She's doing drugs. She's drinking underage. She's partying all the time. Now she's going to jail.
Well, a lot of that too is, now this is something I'm saying, this is something that hasn't really come out.
Mm-hmm.
When her and Paris Hilton were all hanging out, she was trying to learn how to be a DJ. Matter of fact, if you remember her lover,
Samantha Ronson,
is a DJ. And that's a very lucrative, if you can get it and get in good like these guys, that's a very lucrative business. I mean, you got people out here that are making $3,000-$4,000 a night DJing. That's on the low end.
Mm-hmm.
You got people like Tiesto, Paul Okafor, these guys are commanding $15,000 to $20,000 a night.
Yeah.
Where does it go? It goes to nowhere. But back to your question. I think with Lindsay Lohan, she got into that game. And when you get into the DJ game, all that stuff is there because you're basically a rock star for dance music. Mm-hmm. You got the drugs, you got the alcohol. The clubs are going to give you as much alcohol as you can get. Plus, she's a star too. So not only is she getting paid to be there, to be the social butterfly, she's also getting paid to, and she, like I said, she was learning how to be a DJ.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and it's very easy to, especially if you have issues with alcohol and drugs, mm-hmm. very easy to roll that into what she has become. Because, because you're not, it's free. Everything's free. Everybody, when you're in that lifestyle, everybody wants to be your friend.
We got to take a really quick break. When we come back, we will continue talking with Cindy B about the Kardashians and just how the country likes its reality TV shows.
With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526, or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's G-A-L-C-O gunleather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Indie Radio Factor Streaming is sponsored by Ustream.tv. You're on. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Welcome back to the Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show. I'm visiting right now with Cindy B. We're talking about the Kardashians and, well, just how America is infatuated with all of the reality TV shows.
I've seen a lot of DJs lose their life to the same thing. So that's where a lot of that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Will she get herself together? I know she's doing the new Gotti movie. Is she doing Dallas too?
Well, that's what I heard, that she's from doing the Dallas, and I heard that she does, she's doing the Gotti. But what I did hear is that maybe she was going to be out of the Gotti because of all of her drama with the courts, with her going to jail. But then I also heard that she's back into the Gotti, so I really don't know what to believe, you know? The media just has gone crazy going after Lindsay Lohan, her drugs, her jail. It's a big craze. Instead of, you know, she actually told, I guess it was Oprah or some interview, she said, "I want to get an Oscar." You're not going to get an Oscar by doing what you're doing right now.
Yeah, and she's still young. She's what, 23, 24, somewhere mm-hmm. in there?
No, she, around that time.
She's still young. A lot of that also, I hate to say this, but a lot of that's parenting. Mm-hmm. And I know when I was producing and managing bands, I would never take on a teenage or a kid act because you have to be mature.
Yeah.
And not to say that some people can't do it, but when you have parents that want to live in the limelight, like her mother,
mm-hmm.
and you have her, you enable her to do what she's doing because she's your quote-unquote money bag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you have a kid that's making millions and millions and millions of dollars and you're supposed to be managing them, you get away from parenting into managing.
Yeah.
And I think that hurts a lot of these people. I think that's where a lot of that comes from.
I agree to that certain extent, because if you go back to the Corys back in the 80s.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
One of them just died.
Yes.
Not because of drug issues, but they, according to whatever their sources are saying, that he had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could the drug problem factor into the pneumonia?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay. But it all goes back to the Corys. I don't know if you remember Jim Belushi's brother.
Yes.
Okay, Sean Penn's brother.
Yes.
Okay, all celebrity childhood actors. Mm-hmm. Okay, Joaquin Phoenix's brother.
Yep.
River Phoenix. Died, you know, because he was high.
Yes.
Okay, now as far as the celebrity child stars now, Charlie Sheen. Oh my God. Charlie Sheen is just out there. Okay, I loved watching a lot of his movies with his brother Emilio Estevez, which I give my hat to him because mm-hmm. he is more of a director. He stays out of the limelight. He's into the media industry or entertainment industry.
Yes.
But not like his crazy brother.
I think he's, you know what? I'll be honest with you. You don't think I'm crazy when I say this. I have a lot of respect for Charlie, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
I think this is an act.
It's an act.
I really do.
To get more attention?
There was, you know, when I started DJing, there was a thing, I read a book, it said how to become a DJ rock star.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, the first chapter was on how to be a bad boy, so to speak.
Yeah.
Show up to gigs late, show up drunk, all kinds of stuff. Now, I never did that, but I know people that have,
uh-huh.
and they make tons of money.
Really?
Yeah, because DJ Keoki, for instance, now, uh-huh. he's a part of the New York clique.
Right.
I've opened up for this cat. This cat, just sloppy drunk. Just all kind. I mean, just, but the people keep hiring him.
How?
Boy George, same way. I've watched Boy George.
Oh my God. That man is just crazy beyond reason.
And the sad thing about Boy George is, if he was to put his voice on a house track,
uh-huh.
oh, he would make stupid money.
I don't think he's singing anymore,
nope,
is he?
Nope.
He's just getting drunk and drugged up.
DJing. That's all he does now.
Really?
But if he was to lay his voice on a house track, a disco house track, the boy would be phenomenal.
Do you know how much money it would cost just to get into a club that Boy George would be DJing?
Not very much.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it would be much.
About 30. And your average club costs to something like that, about 25, 30. So
that's still expensive. I mean, compared to the clubs here, okay? There's a jazz club in downtown Fort Worth that I would love to go, and it's $7. I'm not going to fork up $7 just to go up there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, now, if you go to, like, some of these festivals, like the Winter Music Conference has a big ultra festival.
Yeah.
That's where they bring all these cats in. Just a ticket is about $40-$50.
Yeah.
Now, when you get into the hundreds and hundreds, you can get VIP and all that. But there was something about a bad boy rock star that you see. I mean, for instance, just a couple of weeks or a couple of days ago, if you heard Gene Simmons and his long term girl,
yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that on the Joy Behar show.
Yeah, although I'm not a Joy Behar fan, but that was funny.
I almost believed it, to tell you the truth, and I probably still believe it because I'm still looking on E! News or on U.S. Magazine or whatever. You know, I still try to figure out, are they broken up or are they not? And it's another point of reality shows. We go back to our main topic, reality shows.
Yes.
Why? I mean, yes, you're Gene Simmons, okay? And yes, you are, you know, a former Playboy bunny, okay? We get that. All right, but why do we have to see your life? I mean, my opinion, I believe that is factoring into a lot of breakups. That is factoring into a lot of family drama, okay?
Sure.
Take Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. They had newlyweds, okay? Where are they now? They're divorced. Why? Because that show put a strain on their marriage.
I think with superstars like that, it puts a strain on people's marriage, regardless if you're in the limelight like that or behind closed doors. Because a lot of people don't realize that in order to be a star on that magnitude, or really any star, you're just as good as the job you're working on or your last job. Mm-hmm. And so when you take a job where you're on a set anywhere from 6 to 12 months, and you're in Europe and your significant other is in Los Angeles,
yeah,
unless there's some serious love there, mm-hmm. you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Because people fall, you know, they fall out of love or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And I agree with you. I think the reality TV show helps motivate that. But I don't think these people really realize. I think a lot of these people are looking for money, too.
Well, okay. I understand the celebrity part a little bit. But as far as the other part of reality shows, where you got The Real Housewives. You got Jersey Shore. Okay. You got, oh my God, I can go on and on and on and on. There's this just celebrity wannabes.
Yes.
It goes back to the Kardashians. It goes back to Paris Hilton.
Yes.
They want to be celebrities, and now they are.
With that being said, we got to wrap it up. But that's a good analogy. I agree with you. I don't understand about the reality TV show. I think it's more people want to see drama.
Yeah.
And they want to understand how drama is. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely. All right. When we come back, we're going to have David Kodria. We're going to get to the bottom of the Gunwalker, ATF debacle.
The Indie Radio Factor.
These days, everyone has an opinion. It's so hard to get two people to agree on anything that when you find 1 million people who agree, it's kind of surprising. Well, 1 million small business owners have agreed to trust their payroll to Intuit Payroll. 1 million. That's more than any other payroll provider. They make it so easy to create your paychecks. You just type in the hours and Intuit Payroll does the rest. So, go ahead. You've got a million reasons to give them a shot. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Sure, you can incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark, and get bankruptcy help on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament, and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And to save even more money on most products, enter bonus in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you are going through menopause, perimenopause, or had a hysterectomy, please listen closely to this important announcement. Are you tired of hot flashes, constant fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, lack of sexual desire, and other symptoms caused by hormonal imbalance? You no longer have to resort to risky hormone replacement therapies. Now there's clinically proven Amberen, the first and only natural product that revives youthful hormone function. With just two tiny capsules a day, you can enjoy brighter moods, sound sleep, better sex, lose weight, and have tons of positive energy to do the things you love. Amberen is backed by published clinical studies and is guaranteed to work where other natural alternatives have failed. To learn more about this exciting new choice and to take advantage of the special promotion for radio listeners, call Lunata Biomedical at 1-800-909-7899. The number of free trials is limited, so please call now, 1-800-909-7899, or visit stopflashes.com.
Hi, my name is Bob Wintermute. I'm from Concord, California. What I like most about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is that financially we are making a decent living. My goal when we first started was for my wife to retire. Praise God, she retired January 31st of this year, and we were able to replace her income. And she's now home with me, and we work business together. Because of Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, we're able to live a life that we would not be able to if we didn't have that to work with. Our economy has gone up. I'm not afraid of today's economy because I've got this business, this plan behind me. It's amazing. It works. It helps in any way that you need to be what you want to be and have the funds to do it.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Dreams of Gold 2010 moment is brought to you by Credit Answers. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold. More after this.
Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. That's great news for you. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. For free information, call Credit Answers at 1-800-920-1403.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. Although initially placing fourth, she landed seven triple jumps. The three contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. And by winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold 2010 moment was brought to you by Credit Answers.
Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Welcome back to the Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show. We have with us on the phone Mr. David Kodria. We're going to continue talking about Project Gunrunner. Hello, David. How you doing?
John, thank you for having me on again.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. So what is what's going on with Project Gunrunner?
Well, a lot of things happen to be going on right now. First of all, the media has gone after Daryl Issa with a vengeance. You know, Dianne Feinstein and Frank Lautenberg and Sheldon Whitehouse came out with a report that basically ignored all of the Gunwalker allegations and said that in order to cease the gun crime in Mexico, what we need to do is a new quote-unquote assault weapons ban. We need to end private sales. And, oh, by the way, we need to sign CIFTA, which is the Treaty of the Americas. It's a gun-grabbing treaty. It's a precursor to the UN's arms trade treaty.
Yes.
And so they're not only totally ignoring this, but the media is grabbing this, and they're saying, you know, the whole reason guns were walked is because ATF doesn't have enough power and we have all these bad gun laws. And that's where they're going with this. And they're saying, and oh, by the way, Chairman Issa, you were briefed on Project Gunrunner a year ago and you didn't say anything then. And of course, you know, I can tell you what the trick is that they're doing there.
Yes.
Okay, what they're doing is, yeah, I'm sure that he was probably briefed on the basis of their Southwest Border Initiative, mm-hmm. the Gunrunner attempt to interdict the flow is their words, of weapons flowing to the south of the border. But he was never briefed on the fact that they plan to break the law, that they plan to break international law, that they plan to let cartel members get walked, guns fall into their hands, that they plan to allow people to die, and that they knew that this was going to happen and that they were looking forward to guns turning up at crime scenes, and that the Mexican government and ATF's own attaché was not going to be informed. They never told him that. And for them to suggest otherwise just shows you the lengths and desperation that these people will go to lie to the American public.
Yeah, and they do a lot of that. So they probably just briefed him pretty much saying, hey, we're going to try to stop the flow of weapons and we're going to start working towards the border. I'm assuming that's probably what they said.
Well, yeah, Sean, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, this is no secret. The actual Project Gunrunner was actually started during the Bush administration, mm-hmm. and in no way, shape, or form did it ever advocate the violation of American and international law. Mm-hmm. So this is just, again, it's deflection. But, you know, ISA is a pit bull, and he's actually, I'm a little bit concerned because he's going down, I believe it's today, he's going down to Mexico on a fact-finding mission. He's going to try to get the Mexican government more involved, and the fact that they're not and all they're doing is making noises about suing gun manufacturers tells me that the corrupt administration down there probably has some skin in the game they don't want to have come out. Mm-hmm. But he's going to go down there anyway, and he's going to attempt to pull at least some of their politicians into supporting his efforts. And here's the interesting thing. He is asking for serial numbers of weapons that are turning up that may, in fact, be linked to Fast and Furious. So
wow.
if he can establish that there are some more of these walked guns that are turning up in Mexican crimes, I mean, this is going to blow the lid wide open. And my only concern is that he's going down into the wilds down there.
Yeah.
We know how desperate and vicious the drug cartels are. We know that there are many, many people who have a vested interest in Darrell Issa not getting to the bottom of the truth. Mm-hmm. So I just hope the man has an excellent security detail with him and that everything goes smooth. I'm knocking on wood and saying a little prayer.
Oh, we definitely would do the same. How did this all get started again? I want people to understand how this actually got started. How do we get to where we are right now?
Okay, well, the administration has a meme going out that 90% of the crime guns come from Mexico, and because of that, we need to reenact an assault weapons ban. And, oh, by the way, we also need along our southwest border to take the gun shops and make them do multiple purchase reports for long guns, which they currently do with handguns, but it is not in a provision of the law to do it with long guns, and that we need to give ATF more power and more authority. And the pressure was on ATF, particularly in Phoenix office and places like that, mm-hmm. to perform for the administration's wishes. They came up with this wonderful plan that they were going to essentially allow straw purchasers to come in, buy guns by the bundle, and allow them to go across the border to Mexico. The reason they're giving is, well, so at the other end we can catch the big fish, which is just ridiculous. There's no way that anyone can explain mm-hmm. how once you lose chain of custody and thousands of weapons go into the wild, that you're ever going to trace it to Mr. Big. And basically what it looks like, Sean, is that this was done to create the justification that these guns would turn up at crime scenes. These guns would then be traceable to American gun shops. Hence, their case is made.
Yes, and that way they can come up with a reason to ban guns more. So basically what their ultimate goal is to figure out how to come up with a strategic way of taking guns, especially long guns and semi assault weapons, I guess that's what they want to call them. I guess this is a way that they can come and say, hey, this is what's going on with guns. We need to get rid of these guns.
Bingo. Very concise. And honestly, Sean, I see no other plausible explanation for what they were trying to do. I know that the major meme that's going through the media right now is that it was a sting operation gone awry. I don't buy it because, again, you know what? If I let 1,000 heroin packets flood into the streets of New York City to the small-time dealers and the junkies and the people like that, if you pop one of the small-time dealers or one of the junkies, how do you know that Mr. Big sitting in the shadows is the force behind this one and this one and this one? And in the meantime, how many lives have been destroyed by all of this that I flooded the mm-hmm. streets with? I mean, it's evil in its cynicism.
Well, you know, that's some of the things that they have been doing in the whole drug war is they're always trying to get Mr. Big, but they don't realize Mr. Big, the guy that you're trying to get is way up there, number one, and half of these low-level people you will never, well, don't even know who Mr. Big is, let alone anything else. It interests me that Eric Holder and the Justice Department just have been quiet on this. They really just, well, I guess it doesn't interest. I should know better. What do you think that their next move is going to be?
Well, yeah, you're right. They've been playing Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. You know, I know nothing. I've seen nothing. Colonel Hogan.
Absolutely.
Okay, and of course, we know that they know darn well what's going on. We know that Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer signed off on documents. We know that this goes above Ken Melson and the ATF. We know that Ken Melson was sitting and watching a monitor with the Lone Wolf Trading Company as these straw purchases were happening, so that we know he was part of this. And the rumor was floated over the past week that he was on his way out, that he was going to resign. They were going to go to Chicago and bring in Andrew Traver, who's another whole show we could talk about sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And now Melson is saying, no, I'm not going to go. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to testifying, and I'm not going to roll, and I am not going to be the fall guy. So this is a very, very interesting development that's just happened.
Wow. That is absolutely insane. I mean, some of the things that I hear, you can't write a good TV movie with some of the stuff that's going on.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Sean, this reads like a Robert Ludlum novel, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know, I'm wondering which role Tom Cruise is going to play in
this. Wow. Well, could you stay just about another segment?
Yeah, you know what, Sean? This is fun. I'd love to.
Okay, well, we'll be right back here in a little bit with Mr. David Coldrey. We're talking about what's going on with Project Gunrunner. And as you can see, Eric Holder and company is always business as usual. You know, the one thing that shocks me, it seems like every time the Democrats seem to get into power, ATF goes awry. I wonder. And you should wonder, too. Definitely, what I would suggest people do is contact your representative, and let's get some people on this, and let's see if we can squeeze these people and see if we can get this taken care of. Coming up next, we're going to continue with Mr. David Coldrey right here on the Indie Radio Factor, your Common Sense Talk Radio show. Be right back.
Does the weight of your concealed handgun push down on your belt, causing your belt to droop and your pants to sag? We have the answer. The CCW Comfort Sling supports the weight of your handgun and holster over your shoulder, completely eliminating the weight off your belt, making concealed carry much more comfortable. The CCW Comfort Sling makes any handgun virtually weightless in the holster. Turn your concealed carry weapon into a concealed comfort weapon. Visit CCWComfortSling.com. That's CCWComfortSling.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com. Now.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Indy Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. The Indy Radio Factor streaming is sponsored by Ustream.tv. You're on. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Thank you for listening to the Indy Radio Factor. Ryan, he is in, I think, Springfield, and he's taking a little bit of time off, but we still have more important stuff to do. We've got Mr. David Kodria on the line. Mr. Kodria, are you there?
Yeah, and you know, Sean, we've had this conversation before that Mr. Kodria is my father. okay. I am, according to who you talk to, I am either "Hey, you." If you're my kid, it's "What do you want?"
Okay. All right, David. I'm sorry. Now, this really frightens me, and I tell you why. I remember when this story first came out, and one of the border agent that was killed. Correct? Am I correct with that? When I heard that, and I heard the gun came from, I believe, here somewhere here in Dallas, I was like, "There's something. There's more to this story. There's more to this story." Because the question that I had is, how does a gun get from Dallas to Mexico and nobody know anything about it?
We have a porous border. I mean, you know, if you and I are going to travel, first of all, we're not going to get a gun in Mexico because there's no way for us to legally do it, and we're not going to be so foolish as to, you know, try to circumvent that and be looking at serious prison time.
Absolutely.
Okay. we don't know. You know, every time you hear about a gun-related death, particularly in that part of the country or down in Mexico, you have to wonder, were what guns involved in? And as a matter of fact, they just recently reported on a case of a Mexican lawyer who had been kidnapped, and he was killed. And again, Gunwalker guns turned up at the scene.
Wow.
We have absolutely no idea, Sean, with thousands of guns out there in the hands that they are in, we just have absolutely no idea who's doing what and where they are. And every time they come up, you know, and will you ever know? I mean, there are many, many, many unsolved murders, I am sure, unsolved homicides, unsolved whatever, where Gunwalker guns were used. And we will never know because those guns will never be found, and there will never be a ballistics trace, and there will never be a serial number to record back to anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
These things are out there in the wild, and they're being used wildly.
Now, I also remember that there was a story out that a lot of the automatic weapons that were in Mexico were coming from South Mexico. Is Gunwalker also trying to intertwine that to kind of come up with this, you know, we need to get rid of fully automatic weapons? Are they trying to mold all the guns together to make people think that, oh, people are coming to the, you know, they're coming to the United States buying automatic weapons and then taking them down? Are they also trying to do that as well?
Well, the ISIS committee is certainly not. As a matter of fact, ISIS committee is firmly committed that they are not going to let the Gunwalker hearings get derailed into the the rantings and use it as a publicity vehicle for the anti-gunners to come in. And you're absolutely right that the anti-gunners, one of their oldest tricks from their playbook is to conflate fully automatic with semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old policy the Violence Policy Center put out, and all the little journalists and politicians fall right in line because they figure most people don't really know the difference, and their familiarity is what they see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're right. There are many, many military-type weapons that are coming from south of the Mexican border up through Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't get grenade launchers, and you can't get, you know, 50-caliber machine guns at an American gun shop. You know, if you want to get a machine gun here, there's a whole process you have to go through. And the things are just tremendously expensive due to the 1986 Act that said you can't really own anything manufactured after that unless you're law enforcement or military. And also there are some American machine guns, no doubt, Sean, that are making it from the U.S. down to Mexico. Guess what? These are weapons that have been approved for sale by the State Department through ITAR regulations to the Mexican government. And lo and behold, here they are falling up in criminal hands.
Wow. Yes, because I did read something about that, and I was like, that don't make any sense. And like you said, the average American doesn't understand. I mean, it's a long process. I mean, you think just getting a handgun, a concealed handgun here is a process. I've heard trying, because you have to have a dealer's license, and among other things, in order to even attempt to get an automatic weapon. Am I correct?
Well, as I understand it, I'm not an NFA weapons owner, so I have not gone through the process to speak knowledgeably on that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I understand it, there is I don't think you have to be a dealer, but I do think that you have to be registered on the NFRTR. That's the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record. There's a $200 transfer tax you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fill out all the paperwork. In many jurisdictions, you have to get your local law enforcement to approve it.
Yeah.
And then, because they're pre-86 weapons and there's a premium because it's a limited supply, get ready to shell out $8,000 to $12,000 for your basic standard model, as opposed to $150 that the Mexicans can get it for if they get it from Guatemala or, you know, shipments from Cuba or wherever. Sean, there's one other really important political development that happened. Do I have a little bit of time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is one of the early whistleblowers is an agent by the name of Vince Schaffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Vince was instrumental in calling to the attention of the Congress and the media and anyone who would listen about waste, corruption, abuse, and fraud on the part of ATF management.
Mm-hmm.
They retaliated against him, and what they did was they basically assigned him to an office with nothing to do.
Wow.
This was exposed about a year ago on CNN's Anderson Cooper program, and Vince just basically, you know, talked about what it was that he was going through, and they were paying him $150,000 a year just to sit and do nothing. And you may think, you know, some listeners might think, well, geez, you know, I'd really like if somebody paid me that to do nothing. But no, this was an insult. They were leaving him out to hang. And Vince was also instrumental in the website cleanupatf.org that Sean was the genesis of this entire Gunwalker story. This is where Mike Vanderbilt and I first noticed the allegations about walked guns from agents who are sick and tired of seeing their management get away, really, with criminal actions.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
They felt bad, and they had no place to go. How do you take it to the Justice Department when the Justice Department is up to its neck in it? When you have Ronald Weitz from the Justice Department coming in, and Daryl Issa basically is saying, you know, you are lying, you are stonewalling, you are holding things back on us. So anyway, the bottom line in the story that I'm building up to here is there's another ATF agent.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jay Dobbins.
Mm-hmm.
Jay wrote the book No Angel. He infiltrated the Hells Angels. He was about ready to take him down at the national level when ATF kind of backed off of him, and they had a falling out. They let his identity be discovered. His house was burned down while his family was inside. This is a man who understands retaliation, and Jay posted on cleanupatf.org yesterday that Vince Cefalu has received his termination papers and the process to begin to fire him. Now, what makes this interesting is that 2 days prior, Daryl Issa had written a letter to the deputy director of ATF, William Hoover, and he reiterated, you will not retaliate against whistleblowing ATF agents. Don't let them get away with this. Do just as Sean said. You get on the horn with your congressmen, with your senators. You find out where they stand on this. Don't accept weasel wording. Don't expect that somebody else is going to do it. You need to do it because they're doing this to us. They're doing this to all of us. These are corrupt servants who need to be turned out.
David, I couldn't say that any better. How could people learn more about you and about Gunwalker?
Okay, I think there are two real websites that are the best ways. First is waronguns.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's one word, three words blended into one, waronguns.com. And the other is davidkodria.com. That's my name, is compressed into one word, D-A-V-I-D. Last name is spelled C-O-D-R-E-A.com.
Sounds good. I want to thank you for so much, and I would like to have you back in a couple of weeks and see what comes about.
Sean, I always love talking to you. We get energized and jazzed and have a lot of fun, so please do.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Take care, man.
You too.
The Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com and be sure to tune in next week.